This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
8:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, welcome in.
I'm here, man.
Had a busy couple days over at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, man. Finished up last night with the Thomas County Central big win over Gainesville. This young man, and he's kind of the buzz around the state right now. Credit Wake Forest, because they go into Thomasville, Georgia, and nobody in America is happier there was an early signing day than Wake Forest, because they got Deuce Lawrence signed and done. This young man broke the all-time state record last night in the history of Georgia high school football. He had 39 carries for 380 yards and 5 touchdowns.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Shout out to my old teammate, Rob Ezell, who's the OC over there.
Yeah, man.
Old Rob Ezell, man, was a good dude. What's been the highlight so far for you for calling these state championships, man, doing them the last few days?
Well, doing them is always just different for me, man. And, you know, I don't want to be Al Bundy, but playing in one and winning one, I just appreciate a state championship game.
I know, man. I said the other day that state championships in high school are the best ones.
I said that on the air. I said Mike Johnson, former Atlanta Falcons, said, you know what? My high school coach, Lynn Honeycutt, he was an all-SEC player. He was a captain at Georgia. One time he spoke at a function I was at, and he goes, look, I've done it to the highest level. There was nothing like high school football. No. It didn't compare to the locker room as a kid you grew up with. Yeah. Everybody's moms and dads know each other. But just doing those games, like Worth County is in Sylvester, Georgia. Allie, when I tell you there might be 10,000 people in that city, every single person on Tuesday at 1 p.m., there wasn't a single person in Sylvester, Georgia left.
Yeah,
they had more people than Gainesville did last night.
Yeah,
not even close. Worth County.
I just picture the sheriff of the town with his hat on, driving his car, leading the buses up here. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like
nobody's done a damn thing in Sylvester.
Or the signs, the signs are up in the windows that are like gone to state. Yeah. You know?
They're gonna have three parades. They're gonna get my favorite saying. I think it was Strahan. When the Giants were on the flight back from the Super Bowl, Coughlin asked him what type of ring he wanted. He said, I want a two-table ring. He said, what the hell is a two-table ring? He said, I want us to be able to see that MF-er from two tables over. Worth County is about to get a two-table ring. I can promise you that. First time since 1990. I think 89.
I'm kind of surprised you're not wearing your jersey and ring from back in the day.
It's a little snug. You know what jerseys?
Like a busted can of
biscuits. You know what jerseys? Those things are like welding curtains. You know how like wide they were and your sleeves?
100%. They ain't never heard of two-sided tape or Velcro
Rusty
back then.
Rusty didn't need all that tight stuff. Well, I have my Newman gloves and my sweatbands. Listen, I look good now. But the tighter that stuff would have got, that wouldn't have helped me at all.
What does Rusty think, since Rusty went third person, what does Rusty think of this Philo situation? Nobody really knows, but it just feels like he was tied to maybe the OC along.
Yep. And listen, all the Georgia Tech people that were getting my DMs going, thank you for talking about Aaron Philo, and thank you for saying how good he's going to be and the confidence you have, and the Georgia fans that would get pissed off at me about mentioning a Georgia Tech player, he's gone. And this guy is the real deal, and I've stood on the table since he was in high school. I've had him in camps. I've had him in games. I've been around him a lot. This kid is wired right. He is really damn good. Now, he's got to go into a totally different league now with a totally different team, but the potential there is really good. Georgia Tech, rightfully so, did everything they could to keep him. But I think at the end of the day, Buster Faulkner is his guy. He has his trust. Buster Faulkner, credit him. He went and got him out of high school. He was committed to Minnesota, got him flipped. And he's a really good player. I do think he's going to end up at Florida eventually. But here's the thing about Georgia Tech. I will give you the butt of that. It's like going shopping and you got a pocketbook full. Go get you another one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like 10 years ago when you lose your star quarterback and you're absolutely just screwed. Now you got to get whoever your OC hire is, he's got to get his guy. But you've got money to go get a quarterback.
And I wanted to ask that because it's one of the things coming in that I think it's interesting to talk to you about. Do you think that, because we've talked about Chip Kelly being interviewed at Georgia Tech, do you think that that's part of the hiring process now for coordinators?
Yeah.
Like, who do you got in your back pocket?
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Like, who's there?
So, if Mike Johnson is interviewing for a head coach job and I'm interviewing Mike Johnson, I'm not asking Mike Johnson how good a coach you are. What coordinators can you bring?
Exactly.
Who's on your staff?
Exactly.
So they're going to say, what quarterbacks do you like, what connection you got, and who you think we can get. And and he's going to ask you, well, what's our budget? Which is all just so crazy to talk about.
That's exactly what's happening.
Like, what do we have allocated in this class for a quarterback, and what can we go get? Georgia Tech's going to have money. At the end of the day, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I think Aaron Philo is a really good player. But he's going into a totally different league now. I mean, it's a grown man league. But I do think the Florida roster, you heard Kirby mention it, I agree. That Florida roster, if they can keep it together, they got a chance to turn that thing around quickly.
Yeah, they
got
to keep Jaden Ball, who apparently is being courted, yet the transfer portal's not open, which is very confusing to me. That
I have no recollection of what you're talking about over there. Maybe Jordan takes
I'm trying not to go down this road with Bo today, but I'm like, it just sounds like such hypocrisy that you're excited about Aaron Philo at Florida, and yet you're like, I can't believe it, man. The portal's not even open. Like, what are we talking about?
He announced that he's leaving. Yeah. And the rumors is he's going to go where his OC went. Yeah. Jaden Ball has not even announced he's going in the portal yet. He's supposedly being wooed.
I talked about Aaron Philo the morning before he announced he was going to the portal, though.
Yeah, because Buster Faulkner left, and that was the root. And everybody, that was there's
neither here nor there.
You're not following them.
You know where Jaden Ball's from? Columbia High School in Atlanta.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Georgia fans who are driving him up 75.
What? Your running back room's crowded. keep your hands off. I do want to ask you something about Georgia, though, because I'm a little frustrated. ESPN put out this list of top 50 players in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Gunnar Stockton's 24. And they got the damn Oregon quarterback like 8 spots above him. And it really chapped my ass, Rusty, because I've watched Gunnar Stockton play. And look, everybody knows, we just talked about him, I'm a Florida fan. We all know that. But you ain't going to tell me that the kid out there in Oregon that ain't done anything against competition like Gunnar Stockton has is better than Gunnar freaking Stockton.
You look at the Texas game, that was his best game. Look at the Ole Miss game, another great game. Look at the clutch throw against Tennessee. Didn't play great against Georgia Tech. I think he would tell you that. Made a couple throws and what he needed to do against Alabama. But the level of competition he has played, he certainly has a resume. I think he finished 7th in the Heisman voting, which I probably agree, probably about round in there. He had some opportunities, and he'll be a Heisman a lot of buzz in the offseason guy, but like those rankings guys, they throw stuff together. I mean, you know, the SEC going through what he went through in the games he played and the teams he played, I would hold Gunnar Stockton's resume up against anybody right now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I don't want to hijack the conversation, but the Diego Pavia stuff is it's embarrassing, man.
I mean,
the way he behaved. Listen, yeah. I know Barton Simmons, who's a general manager at Vanderbilt, is a good friend of mine, and he was high school best friends with Clark Lee, so I know those two are cut from the same cloth. That's not a representation of Vanderbilt.
I agree.
And you could have that edge to you on football, and that's what makes you different. I have no problem the way he acts on a football field.
Yeah.
But to go up there and basically show your ass the entire weekend and then get pissed off because the voters didn't vote you. And let me tell you something, that response that chat GPT that he had written for him, that's embarrassing. I mean, dude, that's absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah, dude, Theo Vaughn probably wrote that for him.
Yeah. I love the height comparison. They showed him listed as 6 foot and they got him standing around the guys. That's probably what pissed him off.
It probably is. This all kind of fits into the same conversation. We were just talking about Philo. Diego Pavia is another one that went with his coordinator.
Yeah.
How has Georgia been able to do, and really all the teams, I throw all the teams under the umbrella of the college football playoff teams. I feel like a year ago at this point, you know, because of the transfer portal stuff, because of everything else going on, these conversations were like, man, there's players on teams that are in the college football playoff that are trying to transfer right now.
Oh, yeah.
How has like Georgia and some of the other teams done such a good job at this point of just that not being a factor? Like it's just everybody seems to be so focused and you don't hear anything about, well, after the year this kid's transferring.
Well,
I'm saying we don't hear about it. I'm not saying it's not going on.
Did you see Drinkwitz talk about everybody's calling his roster?
100%. He said every guy on his roster.
Everybody at Georgia's getting called.
Yeah.
Everybody at Oregon's getting called. I mean, it is absolutely the agents are already working the phones and all that stuff, and I don't have the answers to that. That's a problem. You know, I saw something this week. I just can't believe we're going down. Have you seen USC releases when their kids resign?
Yeah.
It looks like a whole graphic. It looks like.
Guess who's back? Our starting quarterback. Looks, why wouldn't he be?
And he is literally sitting at the desk like the Falcons would announce James Pierce just got a new contract. And they show that this is the official USC football. When they re-sign a kid, they put it out. I mean, like, we're not – let's say, hey,
it's crazy, might as well just say,
you know, nobody's going to class anymore, but you know what? We got his contract done.
100%.
That's crazy.
100%, man.
Bad look, in my opinion. You won't see Georgia and Alabama doing the old release. I can assure you that.
I thought that was absolutely – that just seems
– you know what it is? And I'll be frank. It's them trying to create publicity. Talk about our team.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
What do you think about this A&M Miami game? Because it's Texas A&M's got a really good defensive line. Cassius Howell played. I mean, I watched him just destroy Florida's offensive line. But 11.5 sacks this year. But this really could be the best game of the weekend, and it's probably the winner has the toughest road to hoe, so to speak.
So I saw something this week. I'm careful on it. I think the biggest crowd that Miami's played in front of this year was 64,000. They're going to roll into 115 Saturday.
Dude, this could be a problem.
Lubed up. I'm talking about ready to rock and roll at College Station. And it's not like Carson Beck hadn't played in a big game, or it's not like some of those guys hadn't played in a big crowd and all that. But it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And College Station, they're going to be on you.
That's different.
Yeah. There ain't no track around the field. Oh, by the way, you know what I mean? They own you in College Station. It will be real interesting.
There's no infield underneath the turf.
There's no infield. I do think that Miami has a very, very talented roster. For whatever reason, they lose two a year. They have no business losing. This is a huge game for Miami to me. If they go in there and they get beat 27-13, there's an off season with them. Like, hey, we're overspending. We're straight up outbidding people for players, and we're not getting it done. I just think Texas A&M's about to put a foot on them.
Well, is Miami next year in the 9-game or the 8-game conference schedule? ACC.
Could you imagine right now that coming out this week? And Georgia playing 9 and Bama playing 8. They would have to
I would hate coming to work
Kirby
that day.
Smart.
I mean, I'd call in sick that day.
Could you imagine?
I'd have to call in sick.
Hey, Georgia's going to go play at A&M, and Bama's going to play UTC that weekend.
Next man up in this seat.
I mean, I'd be calling. Are you kidding me?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Wow.
Oh, well, unbelievable.
Rusty, I know you've been super busy with all the gigs left and right, but I did run into your daughter, Molly, and her fiance, Jimmy. Sounds like they're close to landing a venue, so keep those checks coming in.
Well, I'm sure it's on the bye week, man.
And the best part about it, you know, my oldest daughter, her older sister said, you know, you got to get married on the bye week.
Yeah, 100%. It's not even a conversation.
Luckily, I pulled my first rank, and I know some people. I had to find out when that bye week was about a month ago before it came out.
Oh, snap.
I said, listen, I don't need to know who y'all playing. I don't need to know away games. I just need to know that bye week. It's important. But it was funny. Your older sister, Kelly, said, look, if you don't get married on the bye week, me and Dad can't come.
Love it.
Shout out. I love that.
Well, Rusty, we won't get to talk to you next week, so Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's, guys.
Thanks for coming in. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And, of course, you can catch Rusty on the Steakhouse today right at 9 o'clock, paired up with Mark Zinno today. You can also join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for Falcons versus Cardinals watch party this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Dylan's Restaurant and Sports Bar. You can watch the Falcons battle the Cardinals with me, Allie Mack. I'm going to be hanging out there. Freddie Falcon and the cheer team compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. You can also win Falcons tickets or an autographed Falcons item. And, of course, there are going to be great specials on Bud Light. That is this Sunday at Dylan's Restaurant in Lawrenceville. Must be 21 plus, and please drink responsibly.
I know I had a restaurant. What? Oh, sorry.
Coming up, we'll get you more audio from Dukes and Bell's exclusive conversation with Kirk Cousins and Raheem Morris next on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning. Thanks for being here today. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan to my left over there. Dylan's behind the glass. And looking ahead to Sunday, Falcons, Cardinals. We've been missing Drake London the last couple of games, but he did practice yesterday. And Raheem Morris talked to Duke Sembel about the challenges the Cardinals will bring offensively.
You mentioned McBride. He's been one of the best since he got in the league. He's come in and been really well. This year has been really special for him. He was a pain in my neck when I was out in L.A., and he just followed me. So, like, going up against him, he's done a great job. Mark Wilson has really stepped up for him at the wideout position, number 14. He's really stepped up in a major way with Harrison being out. Harrison has the opportunity to play. He looks special. He's been up and down, of course, but when he does certain things, he looks special. He has that kind of ability, and those guys going to Jacoby Brissett is the ultimate pro, right? One of those guys that wherever he goes, he has success. A couple years ago, he was the second-team quarterback in Washington. We end up hurting the first guy, and he came in and lit us up. So, like, you better be ready to go when you're playing against this guy because he knows what to do. He knows more football than probably a lot of coaches.
Nice looking at the Cardinals injury report from yesterday because it's finally one that's longer than ours. I don't know who this Mark Wilson is that Rye was talking about, but Michael.
Call him out, man. How'd you call him out?
I can't not. But Marvin Harrison Jr. was a limited participant in practice. So, there's a chance that that he could play. But, you know, like guys like Paris Johnson and Evan Brown didn't practice. Now, Evan Brown's was considered personal. But Bijan Robinson was, like, on the injury report with an illness yesterday for us. Now, he practiced as a full participant, but we had a couple of guys, too. Leonard Floyd was on the injury report with an illness, and he did not practice yesterday. So, you know, that's kind of that type of the year. But the thing about Trey McBride, I'll tell you about, is he's getting 10 targets a game on average. Now, he's got 100-something catches, 104, I think. But that's a ridiculous amount for a tight end. And our tight end is being targeted 7 times a game throughout the season, if you want to get down to it. As much as people say that we've, you know, Drake is getting in now, again, Kyle's played more games, but Drake is getting targeted 7 times a game. Kyle's been targeted 7 times a game, while Drake has only been targeted 10 times a game for us. And they are targeting McBride 10 times a game on average.
It's been so unique to kind of break down McBride's film over the last couple of days and watch him play, because I think anytime a tight end has the receiving stats that he does, my initial reaction to look at a guy like that is go, oh, he plays like a big wide receiver. He runs really crisp routes like a big wide receiver. He doesn't even play like a big wide receiver. He plays like a small wide receiver. Like he's twitchy. He's got more like, you know, he's got more Amon or a St. Brown than he does Jamison Williams. He's incredibly twitchy. He cuts well. He attacks the football when it's in the air. And with all the things that have gone wrong out there this year, that's definitely one of the things that's gone right, man. He is as impressive as it comes at catching the football at the tight end spot. And he's very Brock Bowers-esque. I said it yesterday. Like the way he goes about his business is fun to watch, man. So hopefully we are ready. And I said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again because it's going to happen. We are going to get hit with a Trey McBride screen, and it's going to be an explosive play. Making sure it only happens once, maybe twice, will be the key to actually defending him, because they will go to it probably 4 or 5 times. That's where a lot of those targets do come from.
Outside of Trey McBride, if you're Raheem, what are you having the team focus on today, tomorrow, to get ready for Sunday?
I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm curious to get your take on it again, but I don't know how defensively we will go about this. Jacoby Brissett has really feasted at times on breaking down, you know, pre-snap looks and things like that. And I know that Kirk and a lot of other quarterbacks around the league talking about pure progression and, you know, disguises before the snap and everything. But Jacoby Brissett just simply getting the ball out of his hands early, getting short completions allow them to turn into big gains. It's been kind of the key to what his stat line has looked at like over the last 10 weeks.
Well, then you can't allow it. You got to come up, right? You got to play up tight. And how willing are you going to be to do that without Mike Hughes on the field?
You got to play tight, but we're also, like we've talked about, we're the second highest blitzing team in the league. How much are you going to blitz a guy that is that good at pre-snap diagnosis and getting the ball out of his hands? But I think you have to. I think anytime you have a quarterback that doesn't move, you have to get in his face, try to bring him down. It's really been the calling card of our defense. I don't see us changing that, but it does, like you said, if you're Kobe Bryant, you have to step up and make tackles when the ball does come out very, very quickly. I think it's going to be interesting.
But isn't that where you change it up and you maybe bring delayed blitzes? You don't show as much?
Yeah, sure, that'll be part of it.
Also, I don't know. You're the offensive line guy, and you're the one that knows more what you're seeing. You also, you know, get a little offended when I say about something like I'm about to say. But this team has had 28 holding calls, and they've allowed 47 sacks. We got 48 on the year. I'm confident in the four or five guys that are going to be normally kind of coming up and going after without sending anything exotic can go get home anyways. I mean, I just told you they had two guys that missed practice yesterday, one of which actually from an injury. Why are we not good enough to just run regular stunts and stuff and just go beat them up front regardless?
Well, I think you bring up a good point, and I think that the answer is almost too obvious to the point where it becomes a fault, right? They see the same things we see. They know what we are as a blitzing team. They know how we run stunts up front. A lot of their routes and their route tree, as they have been most of the year because of the offensive line injuries and the lack of run game, have been very, very quick to get open and to run quick slants and settle down in the middle of zones and things like that. And, we said it yesterday, he's the leading passer since he has been starting for Kyler Murray. He's the leading passer in the NFL yardage-wise. And so I think that a lot of teams have probably taken that approach, and he's been able to dissect it. It's just about limiting it when he does dissect it early and making sure you get guys on the ground. But I think at the end of the day, we've heard enough from Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem over the years that's like, hey, you are what you are. We're not going to change who we are because of what they do. And I'm sure that they will light it up. It's just about timing it the right way and making sure you're kind of timing the blitzes when you need to and when you don't.
We talked about how good they are on third down. They're converting 42% on third down, but they're only converting 22% of those on third and from 6 to 10 yards. Just get them off schedule. It's the key to everything Mike just said that they want to do. He never said, they love to put McBride out wide and just send him on a go route and just hit it. They don't do that.
No.
And if Harrison can or can't play, they're not. That takes that away. If he doesn't play, it takes it away completely.
And when your offensive line struggles to pass protect, what do, guys? You go to the screen game to Trey McBride. It's exactly what they'll do.
Come up, take that quick passing game away, and get them off schedule.
You already know the Falcons are playing on Sunday, but Saturday there is a lot of college football, and there is no better place to be than Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Carl Dukes will be there Saturday, 3 to 5, enjoying all the games, the eats, the drinks, the scenic views of Twin Peaks. So join Carl Dukes this Saturday, 3 to 5 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, Kyle Pitts got himself an award after last week, and we've got your Atlanta Gladiator tickets up for grabs, along with a Life of Squid.
One college basketball coach is deciding to rededicate himself to the game. We'll talk about it next morning show. Sports Radio 910 of the game and
the Odyssey app. Good.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are giving away Atlanta Gladiator tickets. It is a 4-pack of tickets so that you can take the fam to an upcoming home game in 2026 at Gas South Arena. Plus, we've got a Georgia Lottery gift bag and a $5 Jingle Bucks scratcher. Visit georgialottery.com to find a retailer near you. Today could be the day. Call Dylan now. 404-726-0929, and good luck. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Did you ever watch that movie, Revenge of the Nerds, Allie?
Yes. Well, I don't remember it frame by frame, but I know I've seen it.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character? Do you remember the characters?
It's so long. I don't even know.
Yeah, mine was Booger.
Booger.
It's like when you ask somebody to stop doing something, they keep doing it. What's happening right now?
We are all.
Sometimes I'm like a little kid. I just mean.
Sometimes.
Like a little kid. Oh. What?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and let everyone in behind the curtain today because Mike and Bo have really glamorized parenthood over the last few days. So talk about childbirth and how amazing that imagery is. And then today, talking about boogers.
I don't do well with boogers. I'm battling a little bit of a headache, and I was like talking about how my wife had my daughter hand her a booger, and I was like, "Man, that is the nastiest thing I've ever seen." she didn't have a napkin on hand. She was like, "My daughter was like, she's three. She's like, I have a booger." And my wife's like, "Hand it to me." I was like, "And
really?"
Now bringing that back up with the headache that I'm battling right now, I was like, man, that's just not a good sequence of events.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, dude, I'm already battling it. The thought of that nasty picture in my head is not going well.
Prom's just so surprised by this. Like, you know, to me, like, in my eyes, you're this big, you know, tough, strong offensive lineman.
Oh, the boogers, dude.
Which you are. And dude, a booger, you know, of all things? Just
bro,
a booger.
Listen to me.
Bro, we used to eat them.
As a dad, I would rather smear a poopy diaper on my cheeks than to touch a booger.
Really?
I swear to God.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
First off,
I swear to you.
That's crazy.
First off, I'm going to defend him slightly. Slightly. And then I'm going to destroy him in the same sentence. But unless you have touched another person's booger, willingly, but also because you had to, I don't think you're just because, Dylan, you're talking about eating your own boogers when you were a kid doesn't mean you can judge him for having to touch another human being's.
That is a very good point. That's
but
very,
the second, because I too had that moment once where I was like, was a little bit grossed out by my kids' boogers, but I see this is where I can experience personal growth, and I guess Mike hasn't experienced it yet. But see, last night I was telling them that Melrose got out of the bath and she had like what appeared to be like a little booger on her nose, and I just grabbed it and threw it in the bathwater that was draining down. Because I was like, you know, just to get rid of it. And Amy was like, what was that, a booger? I go, yeah, I think so. You know, no big deal. And I just, you know, picked her and took her. And Mike about lost it when I said that just now. And I'm like, dude, like, they're, what his wife did is a little bit extreme for me. Like, I'd be like, no, just like wipe.
How's it any different than what you just did?
Hold on. I'm about to tell you. Because Stevie is big, and I would have just been like, you know what, that booger is on your hand. You need to go to the bathroom and dispose of that. Yeah, but Lindsay straight mans up and like,
it was,
nah, man, just hand it to me. I'll dispose of it. I'm like, no.
But you have to know the backstory of this is that this was during bedtime after she had got my daughter into bed and settled, and it was like, okay, lights out, I'm leaving the room. And my daughter was trying to extend this to make sure she didn't leave the room. It was like, no, mommy, come back. No, mommy, come back. No, mommy, come back. And she was like, oh, mommy, look, I have a booger. And it was like, no, you're not getting out of bed to go to the bathroom. You're not doing any of that stuff. Just hand it to me and go to sleep. And that's how it happened. It was, yeah, it was she was trying to extend the day. That's all it was.
Well, that's still, that I can't say what I done that one. But this one was just like, you're supposed to be clean. And is there a booger on your nose? I could get rid of this immediately. And like, just got rid of it. But I mean, I don't enjoy it, but the first time that I ever experienced it, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal until I had it in my hand and I was like, oh, this I'm not doing well with this. I got to get rid of this. And then I had that personal growth. Look, don't worry, Mike, one day you too will experience personal growth like me.
I just can't believe you prefer diapers over the boogers, but
million times.
We should probably move on because we're in the hour where people are eating breakfast. So I apologize that we brought up this matter.
Oh, they're eating breakfast late, Allie. They should be in their cars by now on the way to work.
Let's go ahead and let's talk about Kyle Pitts. It's very exciting because
another thing that Mike loves talking about.
He won NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Well deserved. It's for the Bucs game. He had 11 receptions for 166 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, shout out wide receiver Kyle Pitts.
God, taking shots.
This conversation about whether or not he needs to be extended, I had back and forth with a couple of friends of mine the other day. They're like, oh man, his receiving stats are so good. And that's what this award is based on. You're not giving this award based on his blocking percentage. And right. That's the bottom line. Nobody is ever going to do that. And so I think when you look at it from that aspect, I'm very happy about the output that Kyle Pitts has had. I hope it continues. Even if Drake London is on the field, I hope he continues to play at an elite level. And I'm sure that you know, his future is very bright. So congratulations to him on that award.
It's just crazy. I look at his numbers, and it was like 3 touchdowns last week, 4 touchdowns for the season. And you're just like, man, that if we could get, I don't know, that number up. I just don't know how you – first off, I do say he played phenomenal. And if this is the Kyle Pitts you got every week, you'd have one of the best offenses in the league, and there'd be no doubt about it. The thing for me is I don't know how you extend him based on what his potential, where he was drafted, and what the end of the season could look like based on your 5-year sample size.
Yeah.
With the needs of the team.
What I keep coming back to in all of these conversations, because we've had them extensively over the last couple of weeks, is what is known about the Falcons in 2026. And it is very few things. Mm-hmm. Very few things that are actually knowns about the Falcons next year. Drake London will be here, or you definitely should. Bijan Robinson,
he will be.
You know, AJ Terrell will be here. You start getting to the knowns. I mean, I think you can probably stop at 10 knowns in any direction of what exactly is going on with this franchise next season. And I just, there's too many questions around Kyle Pitts for me to say, oh, got to bring him back. It's like, I don't know the quarterback. I don't know the system. I don't know the coaches. I don't know any of this stuff.
Oh, it's the hypocrisy of what a fan is. The same people that are like, you got to go fix this, that, and this. Resign Kyle Pitts. I don't care what it takes. Well, I can't do all of that. It's not feasible. I can't go get the players you think we need to get at those other positions and then sign a guy that touches the football seven times a game to this big deal. It would be different if he was a game wrecker week in and week out. Is Drake London a game wrecker every time he steps on the field? Is Bijan Robinson? Mike's nodding his head yes. He's not saying it, but he's nodding it. Yes.
Just letting you eat, man.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a role play here. But the thing is like, guess what? Kyle Pitts isn't. You have to wait every once in a while to get that. If every time he touched the football, he was right, you know, or every game he was completely changing what you did and what other teams did, then it would be an easy thing. It's not. Do I want him back? Sure. I absolutely would love to have Kyle Pitts back. Maybe doing things a little bit differently, but I'd like to have him back if it was right, but it's not going to be right. I don't know how you do it, especially when you might have to be in the line for one of the better backup quarterbacks based on the uncertainty of Michael Penix.
Hey, before we get to Life of Squid, breaking news here. Tomorrow, we're not going to be in the studio. We are hitting the Publix at Paces Ferry Center for a special broadcast. You can come on in, pick up your groceries for the weekend, the football parties. Come say hello to us as we do the show live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Again, it's the Publix at Paces Ferry Center, 6 to 9 tomorrow morning.
So last season, Doug Gottlieb became the head coach of Green Bay, Wisconsin basketball team. And they won four games, I believe. They went 4-28. And he was pretty bad. And he did all that without stepping away from his radio show. He still does the Doug Gottlieb show every day on Fox Sports Radio, I believe is where it's at. Who cares? Nobody cares. You only listen to this radio station. But that said, he's now come out and said, I'm stepping away from my radio show. I'm taking a hiatus. These kids owe a fully dedicated, the kids are owed a fully dedicated coach. I know I'm fully dedicated, but you only get one shot at this thing. There's any ounce of lack of preparation or any ounce of fatigue, it's going to sound crazy, but last week we went to Indy, and because of the timing of my show, the bus had to leave without me, and I flew. I don't think that's what I want to do as a coach. Well, where the hell was this thought process when you're going 4-28? They're 6-7 so far this season, by the way.
Ding.
But now he's decided to take a hiatus. He's still going to do his podcast. I mean, this is what he should have done all along. In fact, he never should have been allowed to not do one or the other by the school. I understand the lore of the radio and the company that he was doing radio for and allowing him to do that. I completely understand that. But the basketball, he never should have been allowed to do both because it's a daily thing. It's a daily show in the middle of the freaking day.
Yeah. I wouldn't have had an issue with him doing both. I just think the hierarchy should have changed in that story that he's telling. I think that if you couldn't have made the bus because of your radio show, you should have gotten somebody else to fill in on your radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at with it. I don't mind him doing both. I think there's people that have done multiple jobs in the sports media world. That's kind of a tougher one when you add in coaching. But I'm glad that he finally came around to making the right decision by those guys if he wants to continue in that realm. His thing where you got to do right, these opportunities don't come around very often or whatever, you know, what he said. You only get one shot at this thing. I feel like there's a lot more coaching jobs that he could have than there are radio shows, but that's just me. So hopefully he gets it lined up.
Well, there are, but remember his dad was a coach and he's been doing radio for quite a extended amount of time now, over 10 years. I don't understand why how you go 4-28, nothing changed about, you know, it was a dreadful year last year. You got called out and you decided to do this in the middle of the season, essentially. The timing is odd.
Sounds like someone talked to him.
Yeah, maybe he got some demands made by the AD something.
Yeah, and maybe it was like, we'll try this for a year. We'll see how it goes.
So you think an adult finally stepped in? I tend to agree with you. I just think the adult should have stepped in after the 4-28 year and said, look, yeah, one or the other, man.
Right,
but
right.
Glad he did it now.
You got to focus on one thing. Multitasking is not real.
Yes, it is.
No.
Just not that type of multitasking.
Multitasking has been proven to not be real. It's not effective.
Dylan, tell her it's real.
Want to say congratulations to Chris from Gainesville. He won the Atlanta Gladiators tickets. We will have more tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
You too can be a multitasker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.